partners, the providers you know, the health system you trust.
It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Helen and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, here is today's missive from Jeff Bezos of Amazon.
It is I, Jeff Bezos. By now you've all heard of the looming labor strike amongst UPS workers. Needless to say, this is very concerning news. For my competitors, you know, the ones without their own fleet of delivery vehicles? Ha! When was the last time an eBay van pulled into your driveway? Luckily, my delivery personnel are satisfied and fulfilled. And also, not unionized! Ha ha! And if perchance they do become insolent and demand fair treatment, I have a plan D. And the D stands for drones! My drones can carry an assortment of parcels, but what they'll never carry? A picket sign! Oh, but I do wish the rank and file of UPS the very best, and hope their demands are met, which I assume is, free coffee and potty breaks? But in my billionaire opinion, it was a slippery slope, because you can't have one without the other.
That cackle.
Are we done?
Always stands out.
Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it? We will not talk about what that can do. What you can do is participate in the show, or if you don't want to participate in a contest, and we got a conundrum coming up this hour that I think should be fun.
Okay.
You can give Jay your first name and last initial so you're in the grand prize drawing among the things we give away on Friday around 8:55. The works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. We are now in summer driving season here. And you wait all year for those days off to do that dream vacation if you're driving. And for me, that's the only way to go. Planes, no thanks. But that's why I always make sure that I get my car to one of Don's three locations to get just a quick checkup, if nothing else. Run some diagnostics, double check the oil, safety inspect the brakes, make sure everything's been looked at, all the hoses under the hood, no leaks, so that I don't find myself on the side of the road waiting for a response from AAA. That's my worst nightmare. And to keep that from happening, and for 18 years, I've yet to have to endure that. I shouldn't say anything, but you know what? I'm pretty confident in them. I haven't had that happen. Had some long delays from other people's boneheaded mistakes, but not mine. So get prepped for your trip with help for the best. The certified master technicians at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, with three locations to serve you: downtown at 408 Madison, Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and from Mount Duncan, serving Prattville and Millbrook from the mountain behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Wholesale price tires at all three locations. And you can win the works Friday morning in our grand prize drawing. And in case you forgot, today,
June 7th is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. If you've never had chocolate ice cream, give it a try. Like they say, once you go chocolate, you never go back-olate. Happy National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
And thanks to Wiley Poundstone, we have had ours today.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News at 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Beautiful.
At a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond, Virginia, shots fired at the close of the ceremony in a downtown Richmond theater. Two people, an 18-year-old grad and a 36-year-old man, were killed, five others wounded. A 19-year-old man is in custody and will face two counts of second-degree murder. A heads up this morning for those with breathing issues. All those wildfires burning north of the border in Canada, sending a lot of smoke south into a large part of the U.S. from the Midwest to the Northeast and down into the Carolinas. Air quality alerts have been posted across a vast area. The field of Republican presidential candidates continues to grow with the addition of Doug Burgum, Chris Christie, and Mike Pence. Wall Street now features up 20 points. NASDAQ features ahead 18. More details at srnnews.com.
Be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys. Let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here we go.
Let's go.
Not that it's a big news story in the midst of everything else going on, but did you hear that your iPhone will stop auto-correcting?
Yeah.
The F-bomb?
They did that. He said sometimes you just want to say a ducking word.
Yeah.
So, auto-correct is going to get a little bit smarter and start to understand how you...
Yeah.
How you speak, how you type, and that sort of thing. So it'll stop correcting that.
Here's one of the chief app holes from Apple.
Autocorrect is also getting more capable with refreshed design to better support you as you type. And in those moments where you just want to type a ducking word, well, the keyboard will learn it too.
Well, have you noticed, though, it does learn certain things that you type frequently, like people's names or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does learn.
It does know. Like when I type in four letters that any other keyboard would recognize as random, yeah. It capitalizes all four of them.
Yeah.
Because I am typing WACV, WQKS, WBAM.
Right. Yeah.
And so it knows to capitalize.
Yeah, it does have memory.
So, yeah.
In fact, when I post the News Talk Breakfast Special off the phone, it starts filling out the first line of it for me, which is a minor but nicely appreciated convenience.
Thank God for auto spell, too. I mean, for auto correct.
It's A10. Market is very flat. And Brant McDonald, who joins us weekday afternoons around 5:15, has been explaining it's going to be sideways for a while, not much up or down while certain things sort themselves out. The next batch of inflation numbers will predict or predicate some kind of a big reaction, depending on what they are. We don't know yet. In the meantime, if you would like somebody to help you look out for and protect and grow the money you work so hard to make, it costs you nothing. There's no sales pitch, no nothing, no obligation to sit down and meet Brent and his team at Invista Advisors. You can make that call at 387-0094, 387-0094 for Brent and the Brain Trust at Invista Advisors.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
On this 7th day of June, it feels more like the 7th day of July, really. Temperatures are in the lower 90s. Again today, we had 92 yesterday, and we'll be a little bit more humid. I mean, dew points are not 70 or above yet, but close enough. We're in the upper 60s on the dew point, and so that's uncomfortable. Good bit of sunshine again today. There will be scattered random storms, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours, so your chances of seeing a storm are relatively small, but if you get one, you could see quite a show. They will fade out in the overnight hours, low 68. Tomorrow, just a notch higher on the number of hit or miss storms because of a southward moving front in the area, with a high temperature up to about 93 tomorrow. I think Friday will be in the upper 80s, and behind the front should be dry on Friday. I think Saturday is generally a dry day as well, probably with temperatures probably in the low to mid 90s. Saturday with scattered random storms returning on Sunday. Right now this morning, very humid, 75 now at 812.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Do you know what today is?
No, what?
Today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
I would like real chocolate ice cream.
Vats and vats of chocolate ice cream.
Today we celebrate a flavor that comes in second in popularity, even though it was invented first.
Chocolate ice cream.
Do you like chocolate ice cream?
Brain freeze!
I do admit I used a bit to put in my coffee.
Served with chocolate ice cream.
Happy Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
It's showtime!
Did you know that today is Chocolate Ice Cream Day?
Yes.
Thanks again, Wiley Poundstone.
Thanks, Wiley.
Our hero.
We made enough of a pitch for it, and it finally arrived, and can't thank him enough. As a matter of fact, it was Bluebell, too.
Yes. Wow. Nothing but the best. Hey, I have a couple of possibilities here. I have a pretty good conundrum.
Yeah. Right?
But I have a new real or fake game. And these would be...
Well, if Jacqueline's not here...
Towns.
Oh,
the headlines. Did I tell you she was 10 for 10?
Yes, she did.
That was amazing.
These are towns? What now?
Yeah, so I would give you the name of a town.
Okay.
And you have to tell me whether it really exists or it's made up.
Oh, all right. Well, that's going to be tough. That's going to be like Florida headlines. Because...
I would think somebody would want to play this.
Yeah. No, I would think so.
I mean... Let the begging begin. Let's give it a try.
Oh.
What good are we?
I'm looking at some of them here.
Come up with new ideas once in a while, right?
Yeah.
So I'll throw out the initial plea.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Can you tell the difference between real or fake town names?
Yep.
Give us a call at 272-9228. We have a Seafood Bistro gift card we would like to give you.
These are very interesting, folks.
Yeah, and we'll do it like we do with the other real or fake. Get two out of three right, or get them all wrong, and win. A lot of these I've already heard of.
Yep.
So it's not that hard.
Like number 13 there, I've heard of that one.
So who wants to be first on this? You?
No.
You?
No.
How about you?
No.
You?
No, no, no.
Well, you know, we can always delay the rest of the programming on this station until we get some participation.
Stop this radio program and turn it right around, I swear.
Yeah, maybe we should give away some of the bathroom products that we got from Jolene Roxbury. Those toilet helpers. They're called...
Or a sack-o-loot.
Sack-o-loot. We got great participation with the sack-o-loot.
Talk to management about doing that.
We've been busy for 4 years since we last did that.
It's been a while, yeah.
We used to be up in that
Yeah, in the attic when
we were the
children in the attic.
The hellhole.
By the way, that's number 9 on this list here, so we don't know if it's real or fake.
By the way, there is such a thing called a hellhole on a plane.
And, oh, is that right?
Yeah, and it's a big part of the story of Flight 401, the Eastern Airlines story of a plane that had a malfunctioning 79-cent light bulb. And the pilots got so engaged in trying to figure out whether this thing was giving a false reading, even trying to change it, they had, as they were reaching around, knocked the plane out of autopilot.
Wow.
And it began a slow, circular descent right into the Everglades.
Oh, no.
About half the people on the flight were lost, and everybody else that survived is waking up. They're in... There's snakes and gators.
Oh, wait a minute.
Slithery things.
I think I remember that. That was like in the 90s, was it?
Yeah, and the pilot, because they were trying to confirm whether the gear was down.
Uh-huh.
And they sent the captain decided to go into what they call the hell hole, where they can look through this window and see. Make visual confirmation on the gear being down. It's called the hell hole.
Uh-huh.
Well, by the time he got down to the hell hole, he also not only saw the gear down, but they were about 20 feet above the ground. And because of that and realizing we're killing all these people, the plane was haunted. The Eastern Airlines flights began, flight attendants, and they started reporting seeing people that were... killed in the crash.
I had never heard this. Wow.
The ghost of Flight 401.
Huh.
The stuff of legend. T-Spear's going to show us the team spirit here.
Hey,
good
hi.
Morning.
Good
hi.
Morning.
You really want to try this?
I'm going to try it. Even though I live here, I'm maybe going to be in Montgomery on the 14th, so I'm going to try it.
Okay. All right.
All righty. I will give you the name of a town. You have to tell me whether it's real or fake.
Okay.
Two egg. Real or fake?
Okay. Say again?
Two egg.
Two egg.
T-W-O.
Real or fake?
E-G-G.
Real. Been there.
It's, as a matter of fact,
been there.
You've been there. It's in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It is real. Yes.
Your next name, Monkey's Eyebrow. Monkey's Eyebrow. Real or fake?
I think that's a fake.
That's unfortunately, real. It's real. It's in Kentucky.
So now you got to get this one correct.
Okay.
Possum Crank. Possum
Real.
Crank.
Oh. No. That one was fake. Well, you started off.
By the way, Monkey's Eyebrow is in Kentucky, if you're ever up
there.
Yeah.
But that's interesting that you've been to Two Egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very, very small traffic sign.
Yeah.
Very close to Mariana, Florida.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
I went there on a hot day and I got fried.
See, it's an egg.
At least you weren't scrambled.
Yeah.
See what
she did. Scrambled. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
Hang on. I got to get your info. No,
she didn't win.
We don't
need any info.
So, thank you, T-Spear. So, who else is going to play? Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get some 1819 news in here. Just call, sashay over to the phone and call 272-9228 and play this ducking game with us.
Look at number 15.
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announces a settlement reached with a company known as Indicior Incorporated, who manufacture a drug called Suboxone. The settlement has to do with Indicior's attempts to monopolize the market for that drug. The $102 million settlement was made with 41 states, including Alabama, and the state will receive $1.4 million from that settlement money. Marshall says that Indicior Incorporated restricted critical access to the life-saving drug of Suboxone in order to exploit the market and maintain profits. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
A lot of people ask me, what can I do to actually make a difference in D.C. and my state government? Well, I use Quick Letter, K-W-I-K Letter. It seems simple, but the tried and true method to get their attention is by writing a real letter. I use the Quick Letter app for my phone to write all my representatives a real letter in a matter of minutes. Quick Letter automatically determines your representatives. You write or dictate a letter on your phone, then tap the name of every representative you want to receive that letter. Quick Letter handles the rest. Go to quickletter.com or download the Quick Letter app today.
This week, the Birmingham City Council voted and approved some final measures so that construction can begin at the Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport when it comes to cargo shipping routes to Germany. The new cargo facility will be built for Kuhn-Nagel, which is a German-based global logistics company. $27 million will be invested in creating the 48,000-square-foot warehouse with 17 bays and loading docks. Birmingham is becoming a new secondary avenue for air freight that is alleviating the congested U.S. hubs in other major cities. A 32-year-old woman from Headland is under arrest and facing charges for hitting her boyfriend with his own car. Dothan police say that Marquetta Baker and her boyfriend were driving in the same car and arguing. When Baker became violent, the boyfriend pulled over and started to walk. That's when Baker took control of the car. The boyfriend was hit and had to be hospitalized with a broken leg. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
It's the grand opening, and it's going to be taking place June 22nd through 24th at the Ace Southern Lumber and Hardware, Deatsville, Alabama, right there on US 31. You wouldn't believe the giveaways that they have. I mean, I have four pages of stuff here. Ego Power Plus Battery String Trimmer. That's a $249 value. That's just to mention one. They also have the Big Green Egg Mini Max. These things are going to be given away. Make sure you come out. We're going to be cooking out every day, June 22nd through 24th at Ace.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's important that you feel supported by us, Brad. We support you. We support civil rights. Hell, we'll support any of the rights you want, as long as it boosts our profit margin. Just don't ask us to raise the minimum wage, provide better health care, or hire more CEOs of color. That would be a real drag for us. So, ignore the fact that our behind-closed-door contributions actually finance the police state and gerrymandering politicians, and focus on this lip service we're doing. Good luck. And keep buying. Brand. Sales matter.
In our good news story of the day, a camera crane swung into action and knocked a climate protester to the ground during a live Swedish show. Let's see. And this, too. Lighthouses that for generations have stood like sentinels along America's shorelines, protecting mariners from peril and guiding them to safety, are being given away at no cost or sold at auction by the government. The aim of the program by the GSA is to preserve the properties, most of which are more than a century old. That'd be kind of cool to have your own lighthouse.
I'm a big lighthouse fan.
Me too.
You know, I even have books about lighthouses.
There was one, and it's still there, in Pompano Beach. I lived like, it was about a mile up the beach from where I was, and I got in shape by walking there and back every day in the heat. Yeah.
But
I was wondering what it would be like to live in one of those places.
Yeah, it was a hard job because you had to also carry the fuel up the stairs.
Yeah.
But
I obviously saw the movie The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, but, you know, this, and a nuclear explosion had dislodged a frozen dinosaur, and it came to life, and it traveled from Hudson Bay all the way down the eastern seaboard and climbed out of the water and destroyed a lighthouse.
Is that right?
Now, you should have seen how scared the lighthouse guys were when they saw this thing.
We had a lot of lighthouses on Lake Erie when I was living up there.
They're really cool.
Yeah, they are.
So remember our friend Jolene Roxbury gave us these things? They're called Lumates. It's a device. It's the mate everyone will appreciate. It puts the toilet seat down. It's portable. automatically senses your hand. No touch. Automatic 2-minute timer backup comes with 3 AAA batteries. Australian designed and owned. And you can look it up at Lumate.com. So, if you want to win one of these,
let me see that.
Here. You could probably figure that out. We could do that in the Seafood Bistro gift card. That really ups the ante, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
To win this exciting toilet device.
I wish I was a listener now.
Yeah, I could arrange for you to get one of those.
There's like 5 of them sitting on the mailbox up there.
They've been there for a month.
Puts the toilet seat down.
Yeah.
Automatically senses your hand. Almost like my trash can.
Who do you live with that needs to have the toilet seat?
The 2-minute timer backup.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Real or fake towns. We will give you the name of a town. All you got to do is decide whether it's real or fake. Get 2 of 3 correct or get... Maybe we should just make it get it right or wrong on the first try, and that's it. 1 and done. But we've already announced 2 out of 3, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, well, how does T-Spear feel?
It's, So...
Because she's been to 2 Egg, even.
I will take this before they change their mind. Hi, with whom am I speaking?
Gray hair. I want one that puts the seat up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I guess if you put it in reverse.
That might be a reverse. Anyway, I got to go to work. Enjoy the show.
All right, thank you.
Why is it so hard to get people to do this?
I don't know.
I thought part of our job was to create some fun.
I really thought the toilet prize was going to put them over the edge.
We gave away pyramids one time. Pyramids were a thing. And we had this contest where...
Pyramids were a thing? Back in ancient Egypt?
No. At the Loop in Chicago, we would pick a symbol. A square, a circle, whatever. And we would have to concentrate, and the listener would have to concentrate and guess the right symbol. And if they did, they won a pyramid kit.
Pyramid kit? What is a pyramid kit?
It was a little pyramid for home use that would help you,
defeats the purpose.
Enjoy your doobies. Or whatever. We did it for a month, and it was extremely popular.
You too, man. Thank you.
Now we have something that can change your toilet. What?
He couldn't win. He just wanted to play the contest. I was like, well, that's not how it works. Hey, I can't win, but I do want to play the contest.
No.
I should have gone with the conundrum. Well, we can't wait forever. So,
they can guess how many marbles are in that bag.
That's one of the towns. Marble bag.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Nutsack is one on the list.
Nutsack is number 15. Hellhole is another one.
So, Jay's going to tell you about the Seafood Bistro.
Okay.
And I will be here to take your call at 272-9228. Look at this.
You already got one. You want to just go ahead and take it out?
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is East.
You want one of these?
You
want
to try this?
One of these towns?
Well, yeah, I do. I want it because I don't know how many times we've had, quote, discussions about leaving the seat up, and we won't go any further with that.
Okay.
All right. The first town on your list is Mayo. M-A-Y-O. Mayo. Real or fake?
Well, that's got to be real. There's a clinic there.
Yes.
There's a clinic there.
See what he did?
It is in Florida, where they do have a Mayo, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
That is correct.
Your next one. We just mentioned it on the air. Hellhole. Hellhole, real or fake?
I think it's in Elmore County, isn't it? I'm going to say real.
Oh.
No.
Ooh.
So you got to get this one right.
All right.
Okay.
Your next town name is Hooker. Hooker, real or fake?
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say Cleveland. Cleveland just won the number one place not to raise a child.
Yeah.
Okay, Hooker. Let's say it's real.
It is real.
And you won
it's in Oklahoma.
You won our toilet prize.
Hooker, Oklahoma.
And you'll be able to enjoy the fabulous seafood bistro. What an interesting combination.
Outstanding. All right. Thank you very much.
Stay on the line.
Hold on. Now, would you like to play this game, Jason?
Yeah, let's do it.
I can't give you the seafood bistro card, but I have another Lumate that we can give you.
Yeah, extra entries in our grand prize card.
East is not eligible, so this could be for
Lamar.
This could be the winner.
Yeah.
You could be the winner.
All right, let's see.
All right.
Your first town is Intercourse.
I should have looked at this.
Real or fake?
I'm going to say fake.
It's a real town in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. All right. In that same, how about Climax? Real or fake?
I'm going to go with fake on that one.
No.
So Climax, now you got to get this one wrong.
Climax is in Michigan.
You got to get this one wrong.
So,
you pick one, Rich.
Okay. Let's pick. Number six.
All right, Bull's Gap. Real or fake? And we need the wrong answer on this.
So if you think it's real, say fake.
Yeah.
If you think it's fake, say real.
I'm
going to
say fake.
It's a real...
That's right.
So you got them all wrong.
You got them wrong.
He's a winner. You're getting a new thing for your toilet.
Yeah. And that's right. Bull's Gap is in Tennessee. It is real.
I should not be this tired after a simple contest. However...
This game reminds me of Mad TV's Lowered Expectations skit.
All right, hang on, and we should put his name on the box.
Okay.
So we don't... Jason G on that.
Okay.
Because this is the toilet thing. It's the real deal. It lowers the seat and does all these things. Comes with batteries. If you don't want the Lume, you can use the batteries for something else.
Use three batteries.
You never know when you're going to need batteries, right? All right, we are at 8:32. Let me get a word in for Adams Drugs. It's so great to be a customer of this very friendly, welcoming place that does... That has figured out and established the template for customer service. Because when you drive by some of these national chain pharmacies, almost any time of the day, you see four or five cars in line. That's at the drive-thru, inside, jam-packed, understaffed, and no time to answer questions, and certainly no time to find you or save you an extra dollar or two or 20 on a copay. It's all about building relationship. This is your health. This is your family's health. So going to a business that makes you feel appreciated and stocks plenty of time to spend with you when you have questions about a prescription or needing an over-the-counter solution and you want a professional recommendation, you need to team up with Adams Drugs. Four have health clinics. They all have beautiful gift shops. And if you need a Coke and a candy bar to feel better, you can do that too. But what you really appreciate is the way you are treated. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we have light to mostly moderate traffic flow all over the area. Busiest on Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive right now. Still a lot of traffic coming into Montgomery on the Wetumpka Highway. I-65 and 85, light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive safe, no major problems anywhere around the area. Summer's in full swing at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Sherman Creel, Jones Brothers Roofing Company. Too often after a storm, you'll begin to see folks you never heard of come out of the woodwork with a truck, a hammer, a ladder, and trying to convince you to let them repair or replace your roof. Too many times we've seen folks hand over their hard-earned money and end up with a mess, adding to an already stressful situation. For 78 years, Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality, honest work at a fair price. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 6-8, equal housing lender.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Influencers. Remember to hit the like and subscribe to my channel to learn why you're grading cheese wrong. Influencers.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. The bit you played before we started this bit.
Yeah.
Yes. About influencers.
Yeah.
That music. It was the pop quiz music. Do you have play it again? Do you have it?
No, I just gotta copy and paste. That's a technical term, folks, for reboot.
Listen to the music.
Today's show is brought to you by Influencers.
Oh, yes.
Remember to hit the like and subscribe to my channel to learn why you're grading cheese wrong.
Do we know what that song is?
Nah,
I don't know what it is. But they reused it. So anyway, I just thought, oh, hey, there it is. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead with your rocket scientist.
Shocked
thing.
I didn't notice. But, you know, I've had my head up my butt all morning anyway, so why would I? Rocket scientist feature.
I got a
feature.
Slim Jim, it'll get that right out.
Rocket scientist offers acknowledgement of innovation that may or may not work.
Like the Lumate.
Well, yeah. I should have just given it to myself, right? Yeah. Yeah.
He calls it a loop.
But Pizza Hut gets the award today for, and we'll see if it takes off here, but it now is available in Japan.
Okay.
The Wiener Coffee Pizza.
Ooh.
This particular pizza comes topped with coffee sauce and cream cheese, and features a crust line with wiener sausages. Also comes with a can of whipped cream to add to the top of pizza as you like, although you can do other things with whipped cream.
This doesn't appeal to me at all, this idea.
Well, wiener coffee is how some Germans refer to Viennese coffee. So this is Japan's version of that.
Huh.
But at least it's off to a flying start there. Whether it comes to America, we'll let you know. Remember the hot dog crust pizza?
I did.
And that, okay. And then we tried it.
I've been a sucker for different pizza things before. Mm-hmm. A long time ago, I was easily. as you could tell.
Wiener, coffee, pizza.
I was a sucker for any sort of gimmick they were doing with pizza.
That was brought to you by Applied Security. Mark and Vicky, they've been our friends for a long, long time. They do home security, property security, business security, systems that are simple to work with, very effective to, you know, when they're breached, and very easy to alarm and disarm, which is great. Fast response times and savings on monthly monitoring starting under 30. If you're interested in securing home, business, or property, reach out to Mark and Vicky. They're local. That's also an advantage. 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board Permit number 276.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
The humidity is still not crazy with dew points in the 70s, but it's humid enough. I mean, dew points in the upper 60s, yeah, you could. It felt a little sticky yesterday afternoon. It'll be hot again today with a high in the lower 90s. We had 92 yesterday. Good bit of sunshine today. There will be scattered random pop-up storms in the afternoon and evening hours, perhaps a little bit more numerous than they were yesterday on the radar, but still your chances of seeing one. Most towns will not. Some towns will get a really nice downpour. They'll fade out at night, overnight low 68. Then a little higher on the rain chances tomorrow as far as the number of storms. Still hit or miss variety, though, with a high around 93 as a front moves southward through the state. Then on Friday, behind the front, should be dry, I think, with highs in the upper 80s on Friday, and then generally around 93 for a high on Saturday, and probably still dry on Saturday for the most part. Right now, this morning, it's 75, a few clouds, 841.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. You don't buy a tractor to do just one job. You want a tractor with the power and precision to tackle a wide range of jobs. The Kubota L2501 with matching implements in stock today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, we have our Morning Maroon nominees coming up, and subtitles, by the way, on video are becoming very popular with people of all ages.
Yep.
And, but what about subtitles for radio? We're going to give you that experience in just a couple minutes.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A growing number of people enjoy watching TV with subtitles. So now it's time for radio subtitles.
It's time for radio subtitles!
People agree that it makes things easier to understand.
It makes things easier to understand!
No more words lost to mumbling.
No more mumbling!
We hope this does not get annoying.
This is totally annoying!
Perhaps radio subtitles are not a great idea.
It's the worst idea ever!
Shut it up!
We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
Even as we speak, we have Sky Mosley being trained to be our subtitle guy for this show. He'll be in the back of the studio. Before we get to our Morning Maroon nominees, let's bring in Jay Scott. We gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card. Jay's got the menu.
That's right, yeah, the menu. And you can have the menu, too, right there in the palm of your hand by using the delivery apps on your phone or just going to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You're going to see the entire menu there, pictures of everything on that menu, so you can make your choice. It's not going to make that choice easier, though, with what you go with by seeing the food in front of you there. You can go by and see the food in front of you right inside the business. It's 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located. They open up at 11 a.m. today and pretty much every day. They're closed on Sundays, but Monday through Saturday they open at 11, ready to serve you delicious seafood. 279-7500 is their number, but like I say, go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com, or the delivery apps that are on your phone so you can look at that wonderful menu and maybe go with one of their platters, which has a lot of different selections there, from a shrimp platter, calamari, crab claws, catfish, gator, salmon, tilapia, whitefish, mahi-mahi there, to their house specialties like the red beans and rice or the seafood gumbo or those delicious shrimp and grits. It is all waiting for you at the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again. Whoops.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
That's our format. It is 8:46. If you've ever noticed, if you use eye drops on a regular basis, the size and shape of that bottle is also very similar to the size and shape of super glue. But you should always, always, before you squeeze anything into your eye, make sure that you're squeezing Visine or whatever it is and not super glue like this woman.
Well, I've gone and done it. I have won Idiot Person Award. Huh. My eye drops sit directly next to super glue and they're the same size bottle. And I wasn't paying attention and now my eyes glued shut. What an idiot.
Oh, man.
What an idiot.
What an idiot.
And I asked the people, I was like, has this happened before? Have you ever gotten a call like this? They're like, no. Like, thanks for the vote of confidence, guys. Thanks. Yeah, appreciate it.
That was idiotic.
So she did go to the ER. Doctors worked and worked trying to pry her lids apart. And after a certain amount of time, success.
I'm reading where the CNN chairman and chief executive officer is out.
Yeah, we had that bulletin about an hour ago.
I think...
You know who first reported it? CNN.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They did. Well, you know, what saddens me about this is he was attempting to change them. And he did the Trump town hall, which got them their highest numbers of the year.
Yeah.
But the blowback he got from all the left-wingers who hate Trump... They got their way.
Did he organize the other ones that they had with Pence and with, what's your name? Was it Nikki Haley?
Yeah, Nikki Haley. Yeah, they did. They did.
Did he put all, did he organize those?
How dare he introduce anything resembling a second point of view to that network?
Also, a quick question. Why are people upset that the Democrats are not having primary debates?
Well,
I keep reading about people upset about that. How do you have a primary debate? There's only one guy running.
Well, no, there's two. There's RFK Jr. Yeah. Has 20% support.
You know what? There is. You're right. I forgot about that. He is right.
And they are scared to death to have him debate that old
I had forgot that he was running. My apologies. So that makes more sense there. Never mind.
You want another 4 years of...
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Shows you how much I've been following that.
You know the thing.
Like, I know who's running Republican-wise. Because, like...
Everybody.
There's lots of names there.
Everybody.
And that's getting ridiculous. I'll tell you the one guy in all of these new names they're announcing that I really like is Tim Scott. Tim's got for VP.
Boy, he really stood up to the.
Do you think that's what
he sure did?
View.
Do you think that's what most of those people are angling for?
Yes.
VPs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Pence.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe not Pence.
You mean Steve Canyon? I loved Mike Pence when I met him back in 2009, but he became one of them, and I'm no longer that big of a fan. He's not, he never stole a freight train.
Or did that bridge thing that the other guy did.
Yeah. What's he running for?
Right?
The beast that would eat America for lunch. Krispy Kreme Christie.
I think, like you said, they're all angling for that VP position.
You know what? I think, by her own admission, she said she was, the idiot of the week?
Well, I've gone and done it. I have won the most idiot person award.
All right. I think we can give it to her.
She didn't even give the week. She said, I'm just the most idiot person.
She doesn't even know how to say that grammatically.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Yeah. But I will say this. Her attitude was quite well.
I mean, agree.
She was like, look, there's no sense in getting mad or getting upset, whatever. You've done this.
Stupid.
And tomorrow morning, remind me, you'll hear about a guy. I named this Stapler Ken. Ken Staples.
Oh, Ken Staples. I thought it because it had no... Anyway.
Tomorrow you'll hear about a guy who drained an entire dam in India to retrieve his cell phone. Am I making that up?
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty self-centered behavior there. We're going to... they've added more inventory to Jack Ingram. 518 new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles. 6 great brands. Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Porsche, Volkswagen, Volvo, and Audi, the signature used cars with Tip Tames and his team, and 32 lending partners to get you done. Whether you're looking new or certified or signature used, they've got you covered at Jack Ingram. Now, I'm going to quickly skip to the signature used to see what is in that category there. New to it today, 2016 Nissan Rogue. I love mine. I'm on my second. I'm so attached to it. I think Mrs. Ritterbottle is probably going to get the next new vehicle in the family if she behaves. 2016 Volkswagen Passat at $170 a month. If you shop by payment, they've got you covered. As low as that, if you have room for more, you can look at more recent vintage models. Jeep Renegade 2017 GMC Arcadia Limited. That's a beast. There's a 2018 Rogue in the signature used. And if you want the Mercedes-Benz experience, they got a 2015 C-Class, low mileage, $323 a month. That's the online deal. You can get all the specs on that by visiting jackingram.com. Get your credit app started and save yourself time at the store when you go to visit. The ultimate in sales professionals, a great experience, fabulous to service department, and we are A-time buyers. So I would never say, hey, spend some money there, but I'm not spending my own. That's policy. JackIngram.com to get started. Our final traffic. 8:53.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Construction work continues on Highway 31. If you're coming out of Prattville this morning, expect delays from the Alabama River Bridge into Hunter Loop. And we've got a good bit of traffic on Highway 31 this morning, already slugging it out there. I-65 and 85 looking good through the interchange. Boulevards are looking good. A little congestion east, south Boulevard, Woodley up to Troy Highway. That's about it. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Whether your credit is excellent or just plain slow, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call the company that'll get it done, MCS in Wetumpka. 567-9000, that's 567-9000, Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations today.
Rub-a-dub-dub, do you have an ugly tub? If your bathroom has seen better days, or if you're just ready for a change, it's a great time to love your bathroom again.
During their Spring into Savings event, they're offering 18 months same as cash financing for qualified buyers or $1,000 off a full wet area remodel to include bathtub to walk-in shower conversions, bathtub replacements with wall system, or their popular Alexis walk-in bathtub with all the bells and whistles. Their products are fully backed by the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval and are protected by factory-authorized limited lifetime warranty. Call today or contact Bath Innovations at bathinnovations.com. If your bathroom is not becoming to you, you should be coming to Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the aggravation, call Bath Innovations today.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosen with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really...
It is I, Jeff Bezos. By now you've all heard of the looming labor strike amongst UPS workers. Needless to say, this is very concerning news. For my competitors, you know, the ones without their own fleet of delivery vehicles, ha! When was the last time an eBay van pulled into your driveway? Luckily, my delivery personnel are satisfied and fulfilled. And also, not unionized! Ha ha! And if perchance they do become insolent and demand fair treatment, I have a plan D. And the D stands for drones! My drones can carry an assortment of parcels, but what they'll never carry? A picket sign! Oh, but I do wish the rank and file of UPS the very best and hope their demands are met, which I assume is, oh, I don't know, free coffee and potty breaks? But in my billionaire opinion, it was a slippery slope, because you can't have one without the other.
Like you said, Rich, she just adds that extra oomph to any party.
I swear.
Today is National VCR Day, yep. And I'm going to play this again. This is one of my favorite audio clips in a long time, because what this is a marketing history of the VCR. I remember the first one we bought was in 1980. It was $1,600. I wonder what that would be in today's day. Like a $4,000 item.
And do you remember what they used to weigh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you had to set dials and do all this. It's very complicated.
It's a lot to it.
But here on this National VCR Day is the history of the VCR through marketing.
In times past, only the wealthy could afford a four-head cable-ready VCR with multi-event programming and a dockable remote control.
The HR7100 video recorder from JVC, a 10-day timer and full-function remote control.
The new Sony Betamax SL 5000. It even has remote control and beta scan.
The Sony Betamax is only $699.
Radio Shack has something for everyone, like this compact VHS VCR with 13-function wireless remote control for just $449.95.
Extra durable space-age materials. Better engineered, best warranty. That's the Hitachi touch.
Buy the Sanyo Model 3900 for only $599 with high-speed search in forward and reverse, instant freeze framing, remote control, fast rewind, records programs up to 3 days in advance.
And I think listener Kathy KitKat has come up and identified the song that plays in Random Facts.
Oh, is that right?
Song of the Nairobi Trio? Is that what this is?
Do
Mi
Sol.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Kathy. I am offering you one of those toilet things if you would like.
Oh, I'm sure she's thrilled. But it's the song of the Nairobi something or other?
Trio.
Yeah. So on MGM Records.
Right up till the very last second of the show, we learned stuff. So coming up, we have Alabama Unfiltered. We have some stuff to talk to you about regarding them. Joey at noon, and I will see